Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. This is the first story in our series, David the Anointed. Though I'm not starting with David, but King Saul. To understand David's life, you must understand who King Saul was and why David was anointed king while he was still yet a youth. The two men knew each other very well, yet were not friends. Listen to my story, starting with King Saul. There is only one prophet in the land of Israel who spoke to the king in the name of God. His name was Samuel. Samuel anointed the first king of God's people, King Saul. For the king's first assignment, Samuel went to King Saul and gave him these instructions from God. Go into battle with the Amalekites who attacked my people, who I brought out of the land of Egypt. You are to utterly destroy all their people and kill all their livestock. There is to be nothing left alive. This is the command of God. King Saul gathered his new army of 210,000 men and headed off to the city of the Amalekites to set up an ambush in the valley. On the way, he sent word to the Canaanites, who also live in the valley, that they needed to flee before the battle started. The Canaanites had helped Israel when they were fleeing Egypt so many years earlier. The attack was successful. They utterly destroyed everything except the king. And they saved the best sheep, oxen, and lambs for themselves. Then the prophet Samuel showed up. Did King Saul do the right thing by sparing the life of the king of the Amalekites? God instructed the king to utterly destroy everything. Think about that. Nothing to be left alive. So return next time to see what happens when Samuel arrives. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.